This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we feature Karen Casey and John Doyle.
Bye-bye, my love, she said, beg and stay all night. You'll have pleasure all in my room by a coal and a candlelight, light, coal and a candlelight.
I won't abide your false lady and beg and stay all night. I've got a far better love to enjoy when I go home than you, you. I go home than you.
He stooped over his saddle bow to kiss her lips so sweet. With a penknife all in her hand, she wounded him full deep, deep. Wounded him full deep.
Why woundest me, false lady? Why woundest me so sore? There's not a doctor in all Scotland can heal my mortal wound, wound.
Heal my mortal wound.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back John Doyle and Karen Casey. Good to have you guys back on the show.
Good to be here.
They have been on the program individually, but I had not had even the fathom of an idea that I would be able to get a chance to speak to you both together. And we'll tell listeners that we are speaking to John and Karen backstage, as it were, for the Montana Folk Festival in Butte, America, as we say here. And John and Karen's music is very familiar to our listeners, initially through their contribution to the very start of the band Solace, who's been featured on the show as well a number of times. They have a duo project, Exiles Return. We're going to be playing some music from that as well. We're also joined by Duncan Wickle, just hanging out. He's kind of in the background here. He may contribute as we go through the interview. Fiddle player extraordinaire and musician extraordinaire. Let's just briefly touch on Solas in terms of, was that when you guys met for the first time?
Well, we were both in New York. I arrived in 91, and Karen, you were there before me, but then you left again, and then you came back, right?
Yeah.
So I think we met in 92 or 93 for the first time.
You were playing with Susan.
I was playing with Susan McKeown. Susan McKeown, and also with Eileen Ivers and Seamus in a different kind of format.
I was trying to avoid John.
Yeah,
really,
she's, at all costs, she was avoiding. Every time I'd walk down the street, she'd turn her head.
There he is.
Yeah. Again. And so eventually Seamus said, you know what, you know, you're going to have to actually speak to each other.
Lo and behold.
we did a bunch of rehearsals, really, and then we started rehearsing before we played any gigs, really.
Yeah.
And then we did our first gig was down with one of Mick Maloney's gigs in Philly or in Washington.
In Georgetown.
Yeah. And then in the Prism, in Virginia, in Charlottesville. And then we started from there, and it really felt great at the time, you know. I think it was because, like, Solas were very successful, mainly due to because that Irish American quality to it. It was the first real band, it was Greenfields of America, and there was a bunch of other bands as such that came. But whatever sparked the energy, I think maybe we were young and vibrant, and we were all in our 20s, and, you know, I think it was that energy, and it was a new style of playing out. And so I suppose that's what kind of really, you know, started, you know, getting that interest going.
Kind of put it on the map.
Yeah, I think so. And
it was the time as well.
I was going to say.
River Dance was, you know, 93, 94. So, yeah. So everything Irish was becoming quite popular, even films and books. So we hit it at the right time, really.
To between the old love and the new love, the old for her, the new that made me think of Lyle dearly. When soft the wind blew down the glen and it shook the golden barley, 'twas hard the woeful words to frame, 'twas worse the tie that bound us, harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I seek it more than any, and join the bold united men while soft wind shakes the barley. Wildwood ringing, the bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring of early. And on my breast in blood she died while soft wind shakes the barley. Then blood for blood without remorse I've taken to Goulart Hollow. I've laid my true love's clay cold corpse where I full soon will follow. And round her grave I wander here now night and morning early. To the breaking heart where'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
Now, after Solas, I know you collaborated on some of your solo material, Karen. Yeah. John contributed some guitar to your solo recordings. And then 2010 rolls around and you guys put out Exile's Return, which a lot of Solas fans, Irish music fans, John Doyle fans, Karen Casey fans were out of this world crazy about the idea, and really a terrific collaboration. It garnered awards, and even more importantly, just really got to the heart of a lot of listeners, I think. Talk about maybe how that kind of came together and how it's continued to kind of have legs, if that makes sense.
Well, I suppose for me, like, the test of a good album is I still want to sing those songs. So, you know, we did have a lot of discussion prior to making the album about what songs would be on it. We're both a bit obsessive about the songs, but tend to agree on what is a good song.
I think when we were, you know, we kept on meaning to do it for a number of years, you know, and, you know, I did a tour with you, wasn't it? You know, like,
yeah, well, that's right.
I did
yeah.
a tour with you as your guitar player yeah. for a bit, and yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's really good fun, and you know, you just think of it again, and you go, well, that's it's so nice to play, and so easy, you know.
And we get on very well.
We get on very well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a bigger thing than you would ever think
on
the road.
Especially as you get older, you really need to get on with people. You need to like meeting them in the airport.
Yeah, if you meet them again after, like, you know, in the morning, see them for breakfast again.
it becomes one of the most important things, actually. Uh-huh. You know, and I think that really shows then on stage.
It's
everybody
safe.
Knows, yeah.
You can be safe because you can open up and you can actually express yourself more if you trust mm-hmm. if you trust the person next mm-hmm. to you. It's very, very important.
Let me ask you this. What first struck you each about each other's playing or singing?
Well, I always loved John's groove, you know. It was really easy to sing. It was really easy to fit in, you know, all of the songs. It just didn't feel difficult. You know, that is one of the things, I suppose, with traditional singing and Irish singing, a lot of it is unaccompanied. And then, so trying to fit in with somebody, a guitar player who gets it, is quite difficult, you know.
So well, the thing about Karen was, like, you know, when I met her, she was in the jazz world, really, to a degree, and she was studying that, and she loves Irish music. But when she started getting into the Irish music, she started becoming fanatical about it. Like, not fanatical.
But John taught me a lot because I didn't know a lot.
But it was more like she just soaked everything up, you know. And but she had this great heart for it, and it was just such a beautiful thing to see that, you know. And
do you suppose part of the chemistry had to do with the fact that John's a singer too?
Yeah, that's
and
what
so
I'm saying.
Because a lot of guitar players may have a great sense of groove,
but never listen to the words.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Or,
well, I never
yeah.
listen to the words. No, I sing like
on even the ones you write. Even the words you
no,
write.
No, even the songs I don't know. Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? I mean,
what I'm saying is that he yeah. did, and he catches you all the time. John catches you, you know, even when I add extra beats, you know, because a lot of the lines in the
even when she changed
songs,
her melody.
I changed the melody today. I couldn't think of the other one.
She came up with very unique melodies.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Good. That's where that jazz improvisation
yeah,
background came
handy.
In. Yeah.
Well, see, the one thing about, like, traditional singers is that, you know, to back up traditional singers, and I luckily, my father is he's primarily a singer. What he does, he follows the spirit of the song. You know, not the rhythm of it. He follows the spirit of it. And that's an amazing thing. And Karen does the same thing. See, like, I would sing pretty much on the beat, you know, because I'm very rhythmical in that way. But Karen would sing behind the beat, you know. So you have to be careful. And there's different singers have different ways about them. So you have to really follow what's going on.
In Yorkshire, and when I was 16, I ran away to London and a soldier I became. Me white cap and feathers, likewise me rattle and drum. They learned me to play upon the proper dub-a-dum. With me gentle weights so slender and my fingers long and small, could play upon the proper dub the best of them all.
fights me boys, I saw out in the field. And boldly I defy them all, and I refuse to yield. Buttoning up me trousers, well often I did smile. To think I lay with a thousand men and a maiden all the while. With me white cap and feathers, likewise me rattle and drum. They loved me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, and my fingers long and small. Could play upon the rub-a-dub, best of them. Never found my secret out until this very hour. They sent me up to London to be sentry at the tower. The lady fell in love with me, found I was a maid. She sent me to my officer, and my secret she betrayed. Well, he unbuttoned my red tunic, and he found that it was true. It's a shame, he said, to lose a pretty drummer boy like you. And now I must return and go it all alone. With my old comrades, no longer can I roam. With me white cap and feathers, like white me rattle and drum. They learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, and my fingers long and small. Could play upon the rub-a-dub, best of them all. With me fine cap and feathers, like white me rattle and drum. They learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, my fingers long and small, could play upon the rub-a-dub, the best of them all.
Both of you gravitate towards songs with incredibly rich characters.
Yeah, we're strong characters.
We're both pretty strong characters.
Stroppy.
Get back from the mic.
Well, I meant the characters in the lyrics of the song, of course.
Yeah.
Well, particularly strong female characters, I notice.
Yeah.
I'm spacing the name of the song itself on the Exile's Return, the
Little Drummer Girl.
Well, that one, yes, but also the very first.
False Lady. False
yes,
lady.
Right.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
he you know, she brings the lover in and stabs him with a knife. And
no, I'm not advocating that. You know.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But yeah, I do. I kind of like those sort of spirited, independent women and men, actually, in fairness. So I would gravitate towards those.
I think those songs, like particularly that song or like other child ballads, for example, earlier songs, they go back into a different time. You know, I mean, you're past the Victorian era, you know, where everything is just, you know, so precious, you know, and they're so reserved. You know, it goes back to a different time, you know. You're going, like, that song even goes back to Madrigal times, early French times. Some of those stories even go back to early Greek ideas.
Hmm.
So it goes back thousands of years.
And they're kind of inspirational. I think we look to songs, I know, you know, certainly within folk singing, you look to the singer and the musicians to inspire you. So you're looking for something. I think people want, actually, aspirations and dreams, and it's almost like you hold it in your hand and give it out, those aspirations for people.
And sometimes, you know, that, like for that song in particular, The False Lady, it's like, you know, it's the Jerry Springer show of the day, you know what I mean?
Really,
you know, you're trying, you know, like cross-dressing and, you know, like women who go to sea, you know, dress up, which is true, that dress up as men and spent their lives as men. You know, imagine that.
Yeah.
I've been doing that a long time.
Well, look at me now. No one has caught on yet.
Oh, my God. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musician Spotlight. I'm speaking today with John Doyle and Karen Casey. Now, we're going to be using music recorded here live in the back room here in the kitchen of the backstage area at the Butte Folk Festival. One of my very favorite pieces of music across any genre, Sweet Camara. Is my pronounced that correctly?
That's right, yeah.
And just a stunningly beautiful piece of music. And I wanted to ask how you approach a piece like that, a piece that was recorded with Solas. You've also recorded it with Paul Winter, Grammy Award winning Celtic Soulist album. How do you go about approaching a piece like that, that you're very well known for, and give it a very beautiful and totally different arrangement of it?
We hadn't done this for ages, and we had just finished a tour of we were in the middle of a tour in Ireland, myself and Karen. And we were down in Dungarvan,
which is in Waterford.
In Waterford, close to where the Cymrys are. And and so Karen just said, how about doing that song? And I love that song too. And I said, sure. And so this was just kind of like an ad. It was basically ad lib, wasn't it? This last, so old Duncan there was doing, ad libbing.
It was beautiful. I think you really catch the kind of emotion in the song. It's just really about going with the emotion. It's just an incredible, a beautiful song. It's actually the star of the County Down when it's speeded up, so people know it. It's kind of familiar, and that's I think it's a testament of a good song. A lot of the older songs in Irish were used again, the ones with the good melodies, they were used again, and people, in Wexford or County Down, they would put their new words to that melody because the melody was so strong.
And add the local mountain, add the local area, and talk about the local people, but use the same melody.
So that's maybe we should tell folks that's what the tune is about.
But yeah, it's about the Cymra Mountains in Waterford, and it's written by a man called Morris O'Fuaillon, who was put into exile under British rule, and he left and he lived in Wales, and he used to imagine. He was homesick, so he would imagine himself being able to see the Cymra Mountains from Wales, which I don't think you really can, but anyway. He imagined the sunlight and the dew falling, and so it's very descriptive. It's very pastoral about all of those things that he misses on the land.
Two, three.
The kind of graver
nor a sculpin an druid, a new soul spared, a calm maurigi.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musician Spotlight, and I'm joined today by John Doyle and Karen Casey. Both of them have individual websites, johndoyle.com and karencasey.com, K-A-R-A-N-C-A-S-E-Y. Real quick, quintessential John Doyle song. If you're going to tell somebody to listen to one John Doyle song or piece, what would it be, Karen?
I really like Liberty, Sweet Shore. Then I like Clear the Way, Exile's Return. It's too hard to pick one. I think.
But I'm going to ask John the same thing.
He's quintessential. More time to think.
Yeah, he has. No, quintessential we, Karen Casey.
We do. Too. I loved that the album Distant Shore. What Put the Blood?
I always loved that. Oh, yeah.
And then also there's, well, Cymru, of course, and like early Solis ones, like, were brilliant, you know, like some of those classic ones of Karen's.
Yeah.
And and Rock Around the Clock.
We do Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah. I had not heard that.
We did it.
For real?
Hilarious, yeah.
Oh my God.
It was too high, but we... Actually, no, we were messing on stage.
We were messing, yeah.
And doing the sound check, you know, and then we sang Rhinestone Cowboy, and then he goes, if I get you the word.
I said, sure! So. And of course, we embarrassed ourselves.
Oh, brilliant. John and Karen and Duncan as well. Thank you very much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight again. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. And
thank you, and thanks for persevering with our time schedule and everything.
Absolutely.
Thanks a million.
My pleasure.
And keeping the music alive here, and it's fantastic.
It's our pleasure, and hope we get a chance to speak again down the road.
Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
This is John Floridus. You've been listening to Musician Spotlight. Our guest today has been Karen Casey and John Doyle. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Our program is now available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as from iTunes. Musician Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.